Hey, Philip, if we were going to turn this into a television show, who would you want to play you?
Oh, I would want somebody that kind of looks like me, but is, you know, presentable for television.
Sure.
So, David Boreanaz?
No, Angel.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or the guy that plays Agent Smith in the Matrix movies?
Yes, and his name is escaping me right now, but he's great.
Or
he's Australian.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What a good actor.
Yeah.
Or the guy that plays Dexter.
Michael C. Hall.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Apparently we smirk alike.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah, that's interesting. He's a great actor too.
Who do you think would play you?
Well, the obvious choice is Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I was gonna say.
Yeah. But honestly, he's much older than me, but I would love it if Gary Oldman would take the job. But yeah, the obvious choice is Phil Hoffman.
You're on a Phil basis with him?
Yeah. He actually prefers Phil. The only reason he did Philip Seymour Hoffman is because there was another Philip Hoffman in SAG when he registered for it.
What's Jonathan Taylor Thomas's excuse?
He sucks.
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hi, I'm Matt.
First we'll have a little chat.
Then put on our ring brothers.
Now it's time for Next at Bat.
And we're here today with Amy Zajac. Hi, Amy Zajac.
Hello.
Amy is our huge auction winner. She donated some money to be on the show to Huge Theater. Huge has a yearly hangout auction, and so she's hanging out with us today and being on the show. So thank you very much for doing that, Amy. We all love Huge Theater.
No problem. Plus, I figured people just want to hear me talk about me. It's the best thing, actually.
Absolutely. Who doesn't want to be interviewed? And as always, I am here with
Philip Simondet, who doesn't want to be interviewed.
That's true.
That's true. And who's our host today?
It's Matt McLeod. Thank you, Philip. I'll see you in 22 minutes. So, Amy, you are an improviser also. When did you get your start in improv?
A year and a half, almost 2 years ago, I took my first improv class, knowing nothing about improv beyond Whose Line.
Mm-hmm. That. And where did you take your class?
With the Actors Theater, the Creative Institute with John Haynes.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Took 101, 201, took a long break and thought, hey, there are other places to take improv, and found Huge. And then I've been there ever since, and it's been a lot of fun, and I've learned a whole heck of a lot.
Cool. How did the transition go, going from the Actors Institute to Huge? How did the education change going from one place to the next?
Well, I don't know. I think it was just a timing thing. But after I got to Huge and had taken my second class here, I started having what I called, well, duh moments, as opposed to epiphanies, because it just took me too long to get there. But hearing people talk about long form versus short form, and here I am taking long form classes knowing really nothing what it's about, I was kind of like, well, duh, maybe I should look some of this stuff up. Maybe I should see some shows. This place I'm taking school, that I'm taking these classes, has shows every night. What am I doing just sitting around doing class and going home? So, so I think having it all in one spot was very helpful for me to really get immersed into it and really understand. Not that I understand everything, of course, but really understand what's going on with long form.
Sure. It's a learning process, most definitely. So what do you feel is the most difficult thing about learning long form improv?
That's a very good question.
It probably changes at different stages. So maybe at first, what was the most difficult thing? And then maybe what's currently the thing that you're working on the most?
Well, I think at first it was tying in all these fun little warm-ups and everything we do into what that really means to help you get into.
Yeah.
I mean, on one level, you understand, hey, this is a warm-up to just learn to blurt things out or learn to say something. But what is that and why is that helping me? And tying them into the different needs once you get on stage. And so that was to glow. It's like, hey, we're having fun with warm-ups, and now we're doing scenes. For some reason, I just kept separating them. And it's like, oh, hey, it makes sense. What do you know?
You know, there's a phenomenal blog done by a woman who works at Brave New Workshop. And I can't remember her name, but she works in the offices. And she had never done improv before. And she started taking classes with Corey Anderson. And she blogged about her class experience. And as somebody who's now been through it, I can see exactly what Corey was doing with the exercises he was having the class do. And to see her slowly make the realization of what the exercises were intending to do, it's really remarkable. And I can completely understand what you're talking about.
Yes.
So what are you working on now currently?
Well, personally, I'm working on a couple things. I have a tendency to immediately drop or change or whatever. It's like I'll start off with something, and whether it be an emotion or a point of view. And I think that's part of a lot of my real personality coming through. I'm always the peacemaker, the one everybody likes. So if I say something and it's creating conflict in a scene, my natural reaction is to
fix it,
back off of it, fix it. Yeah. And I have to get my own head out of it and go, this is your character.
Yeah.
And not that characters can't change their minds or whatever. Just that's just my thing right now. So. Mm-hmm.
It's a hard thing to do to separate yourself from your characters, especially since, you know, we're coming up with all of this stuff off the top of our heads. What are some ways that you try to train yourself to be able to do that?
I've been doing some reading. That sounds weird, but trying to put in some of the things I've read about improv, and I talk to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Whether it's after Space Jam or after a show, and I'm not necessarily like grilling them about how do you do this or how do you do that, but just, hey, I love the way you did that. And so just trying to get ideas from other people, and on my own, trying to take a moment, and not to think things through, but just to let whatever it is hit me and accept that and go with that. And I found that when it's more scene-based, relationship-based, even form-based, it helps me a lot to really grasp a character and stay with it.
Mm-hmm. Eric Heiberg, who I work stuff out with a lot, he calls it letting it land. And making sure that everything you say to me is important.
Yes.
Like, I try to make sure that everything you say is important. And it does help me stay focused, but it also makes sure that I am locked onto what's happening there. And it's a hard balance to strike, because then it's hard to be able to focus on what else is happening around.
Right, keep your soft focus, especially in a multi-person scene.
Yeah, do you find that happens sometimes?
Sometimes, if I think, okay, I've really got to concentrate on my scene partner, and I'm going to absorb everything they're saying. It's like, oh wait, did I miss what they did back over to the right or whatever? Mm-hmm. So,
but yeah, it's a work in progress.
Yes,
right?
It is.
So you're in a couple of groups right now, and can you tell me a little bit about them?
Sure. I'm in Sunflower Seeds, which we just finished a run in Improv-A-Go-Go. Mm-hmm. It's a Deborah Dobbs group. She created kind of a 60s throwback, solving problems, but a lot of fun. We put together this head made up of five people that simul-speak? I'm making up words.
That's okay.
Simul-speak answers to certain things, and then do montages in between it based on the items brought up and what have you. And it was a lot of fun. And with anything, I think we accomplished each show, I think, was better than the last.
Okay.
And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's great.
If we can keep going with it, we'll keep going with it. I'm also in Suds, which Beth Fournier formed, the improvised soap opera. We're still rehearsing and getting to know each other, getting our game plan together, but we'll be submitting for Go-Go and just wherever else we can, obviously. I mean, Go-Go's great, but it's not the only thing you can do. So
it's true, which is very exciting that there's some other things that are popping up around town right now.
Yeah.
When I first heard about Sunflower Seeds, it seemed extremely ambitious with what it wanted to accomplish. Yes. And you said that it got better each show. Do you feel like it reached its vision? Do you want to explain exactly what it was trying to accomplish just to the...
Right. It started off more complex than it ended.
Okay.
I will say we had a number of coached rehearsals, which were very helpful. Mm-hmm. I mean, originally we were going to do a Herald, and with the head being the game, and it just became too much to keep track of, I think. And doing the montages in between the game rather than a true Herald form, I think really helped things out. And it was still cohesive because you're working off the same concepts. Mm-hmm. You're just not necessarily trying to get that... I don't know if it's rigid, but get that structure in there as much. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where did you guys end up? Like, so the montage with the inspiration at the beginning.
Right. The inspiration in the beginning, we would do an invocation.
Mm-hmm.
which would morph into the head when you got to the I am part. Mm-hmm. And that was the first thing the head would speak. I am whatever object. Mm-hmm. I am tie-dye shoelaces. Mm-hmm. And then we would montage. And at some point, people on the back line would just get, you'd get that feeling, mm-hmm. and start a chant that would morph back into the head, mm-hmm. and get a question from the audience to ask the head, get an answer through simulspeak, and then break that off, montage off that again, and end mm-hmm. with the head.
Okay.
Same kind of thing.
So how did the 60s movement part work itself in?
It worked itself in some of the gets, you know, hey, you're at a garage sale and you see something that reminds you of the 60s. What is it?
Okay.
And just trying to keep in mind that we were trying to be there and try to solve some sort of problem, but it wasn't always a problem solving scene. It just, mm-hmm. and some of the music we played, we walked in on Let the Sun Shine In and left on Let It Be. And, mm-hmm. and just the whole big talking head's kind of trippy.
Yeah. Yeah. So you didn't force it. That was just kind of right. an undertone.
Right. Okay. Right.
Cool. It sounds like a really fun concept. So if you were to start your own group, what would you be interested in doing? What are you most excited about with improv?
Well, I do have some groups in mind I'm going to try and solve. I like working with some of the forms, actually. Mm-hmm. And my first thought
was... more classical forms? Is that what you're talking about? Or?
Well, just form. I don't know all the forms. Yeah. The few forms I know I've enjoyed working with.
Sure.
Whether it be deconstruction mm-hmm. or movie or what have you, they don't scare me. I actually enjoy them.
Yeah.
And I wanted to tie that in with one of my loves, which is Law and Order, which sounds funny. But I wanted to do a Law and Order-based group.
That's a great idea.
And then I thought, well, maybe I should not be so specific and do procedural. And procedural can present Law and Order. But then if we get sick of Law and Order, we could do CSI, or we could do Sherlock Holmes, or even a sci-fi procedural like Warehouse 13. Mm-hmm. But I want to start with Law and Order, and I really want to do a Law and Order group.
That's a great idea.
So if anybody wants to, you can look me up on Facebook. No, I'm really just starting it. It's an idea uh-huh. in my head. I haven't done any more than that. Uh-huh. Another idea I had was this thing I do talk to people a lot about, so they're probably sick of hearing it. In fortune cookies, I never get a fortune. I'm lucky if I get words of wisdom. Sometimes it's just some random saying. Yeah. And I've been saving my fortune cookies, or the fortunes from them, for a very long time now, because this trend has been going on for a long time. So I thought we could do something with that, like fortune cookie follies. Either have somebody pull fortunes out of a hat or make up a fortune from the audience and uh-huh. do a bit of monologue off of that into scenes. Because even if you want to add in better with a monkey with it, some of them are just horribly not fortunes. I don't know what to say. That's
a really good idea.
And even if you got a couple people doing a monologue, you know, pull out two or three fortunes, you could do a modified 5-4-3-2-1 or 3-2-1, or even not even have a structure to it, just montage, but still.
Those are
really good ideas. Those are awesome.
Yeah. Yay!
Yeah, I think those will definitely have legs.
Yeah.
I like the idea of trying to make a fortune that isn't the fortune.
Yeah.
Like trying to act that out as if it was.
Yes.
Like, well, let's see, find out what that meant.
If it's like, the sky is blue. What? Okay.
And now go.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
So what's next? Are you still taking classes currently?
I've worked my way up all the way through 401. Yay. Mm-hmm. I will be taking improv diagnostics, and then at the same time trying to form these other groups. Mm-hmm. And just taking it from there, because I'm always looking for workshops, and drop-in classes are always good. Mm-hmm. I'm actually taking acting class right now to help my improv, the Meisner technique.
Oh, the Meisner technique.
Yep.
Okay.
Just only had 1 week so far. And just taking experiences where I can do Space Jam, but I won't be able to do that for a while because of the acting class. So just wherever else I can jump in, I'm going to jump in, whether it's a class or what have you.
So you just had a 3-week trip to Botswana. What brought you there, and what was the trip like?
Well, I really wanted to see Victoria Falls, actually, which is between Zambia and Zimbabwe. One of the 7 wonders of the world, in case you don't know.
Wow. I didn't.
And
I didn't know that.
It's massive. And the smoke that thunders, and I can give you a bunch of lines there. But that was the impetus to get me to Africa. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to just fly in, see the falls for a weekend and leave. Mm-hmm. So I found a trip that does a camping safari that ends at the falls. And that safari was mostly in Botswana, a little bit in Namibia. And traveling's one of the things I love to do. If I won the lotto or something and I didn't have to work for a living and save mm-hmm. money and all that mm-hmm. jazz, I would just be traveling to different points in the world. So I went to Africa this past time. I've been to Peru in the past and Turkey and a few other places that I'm... It's not a bucket list. It's what am I waiting for?
Mm-hmm.
So, and the safari was a whole bunch of fun. So many animals in their element. And the falls just kind of live up to their reputation. And if you don't know their reputation, you'll find them. So, yeah, I just love to travel. And I have a list in my head of all the things I want to see. And that was one of the things I wanted to see.
When you're not traveling and when you're not doing improv, what else are you doing?
Well, one of the things I actually don't talk up enough, and I think I'm very good at, is cooking. It's not just being a foodie, not a snobby foodie at least, because I'll still eat Kraft mac and cheese and other things. But
Kraft name brand.
Snobby. Oh, sorry.
Snobby.
Food Club mac and cheese, actually. But I am a good cook, a good baker. I can even make candy, do peanut brittle.
Mm.
And pralines, make a lot of soups, mole poblano with chicken or turkey. And if I haven't made it before, I'll find a way to make it. And I've gotten to the point where I actually don't need recipes. I'll just throw stuff together. And
mm-hmm.
I've like, hey, I want to try and make a cod chowder, and I'll just do it. So
it's an awesome skill. My wife owns a restaurant, and I understand the amount of dedication it takes to be that kind of cook, and also how awesome it is to have that sort of stuff to be able to eat.
And I've considered auditioning only recently. My friends will probably be shocked if they hear this. I've considered auditioning for like MasterChef or something like that.
Awesome, you should. My wife actually did.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and said the audition process was really fun. And now's the time in the show where I throw the microphone over to Philip Simondet for a brand new
segment
called Philip's Corner.
Welcome to Philip's Corner, everybody. Ooh, I just got a chill. It's getting awkward in here.
It's cold in the corner.
It's getting cold.
We're just going to stare at you.
Yeah, this is the part of the show, Philip's Corner, where I stare at you awkwardly and I come up with questions to ask you awkwardly. Amy. Botswana
yes.
will inspire this question, but it will not be about Botswana. What's a word you're proud you know how to spell?
Wow, that is a good question. I was going to try and think of some long, complicated word, but really, no. I'm proud I know how to spell all the different versions of there and use them correctly.
That is important.
Yes.
That is a feather in your cap.
Yes.
Speaking of feathers, what is the most interesting story about bird poop that you can think of right now?
One time I was walking by with my friends at the University of Michigan campus. I did grow up in Michigan, though I did not go to the... That's what I call the U of M. That's what it refers to for me, not Minnesota. I'm walking around in my brand new leather jacket, feeling hot and sexy and with these guys, and walked under a tree and about 20 birds pooped on me at once. I'm walking through and I'm like, what? Oh, I'm not so hot and sexy.
Unless some of those guys are into it.
No, thank God.
Okay. Well... You say thank God, but it could have worked in your favor.
A guy into bird poop? I don't think so.
I like that you didn't even have to hesitate when he asked you that question. You're like, I got this one.
Finally, somebody's asking me about my bird poop story. Speaking of guys who are weird, what's the weirdest quirk you've ever dated?
I've run across this more often than I think I should, so it doesn't seem weird to me, but are foot fetishes.
You've dated foot fetishizers?
Yeah.
Is that how you say
that? I don't know.
Fetishizers?
One.
No, you say it fetishizers?
Fetishizers.
That's how you say it.
Really? You've dated them? Do you have amazing feet? Or are they disappointed?
Well, when they're in defeat, it's not disappointing. I don't know what to say. Yeah, they're good for painting toenails.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How do you find these guys? Do you wear a lot of sandals?
No, they don't bring it up till later. You find out after you start dating. And
huh.
But some of them can't hide it because, like I said, I've met a few. I only dated one, but I've worked with more than a few. And in come summertime, they can't keep their eyes off the floor as feet walking by in sandals.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
As a woman, you get used to, or you hear, or even as a man, you hear women have problems with men looking at their eyes.
Yeah.
You're used to them looking at a certain level, not all the way down.
You have to tell those guys, hey, I'm way up here.
And one guy was actually a problem at a workplace, but not with me. I don't know. He liked my feet, I guess. I don't know. But somebody I worked with, they used to leave extra shoes at their desk just because they didn't want to wear their high heels to work or whatever. And one time they came in and their shoes all had black goop in them because one of these guys did something to their shoes, so she couldn't wear them.
Black goop? Oh, wait. Like they just sabotaged them so yes. she couldn't wear
so
them?
So she would have to be in her sandals or flip-flops or something.
For the rest of the day.
Yeah.
That's diabolical.
Yeah, that is.
Congratulations, Philip. You've reached a new level of creepy on Philip's Corner. And now I'm going to have to get real creative with my editing. I always edit it so Philip doesn't sound quite creepy.
Boy, if you guys could hear what's on the cutting room floor.
Uh-oh. See, now we need outtakes anywhere. Or whatever. Dropped scenes. Dropped questions.
I'll release a CD sometime. Yeah.
A CD CD.
It'll be called CD. A CD CD. Exactly.
You want one more question or is that enough? One more question. Amy.
Philip.
How low can you sing?
How low can I sing? I don't know. I used to be an alto. Not that low, actually.
Great.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's on me. Amy, one last question. What is the most exciting thing that happened while you were in Botswana?
Our camp got visited by elephants at 1 in the morning. And I say, back up. Camp, yes. Tent camping in the wilds of Africa is what we were doing. Camping wildlife safari, remote camps, temporary camps. And elephants woke the whole camp up around 1 in the morning by breaking trees in half and breaking branches off of trees. And if you've never heard it, it's a very loud sound. Especially the middle of the night.
I bet.
And weren't so scared of the elephants themselves. They don't really care about you. And if you're mm-hmm. in your tent, they really don't care about you. You just worry about a tree being broken on your tent.
Right,
right.
And in the morning, we found out they were like 10 to 20 feet away from our tents. They were super close. They really could have broken a tree on our tents.
Wow.
You could have died.
That was more exciting than watching lions walk past us, actually.
Really?
Well, it's more scary than watching lions walk past us in our Jeep.
Hmm. Which one did you have more pride in?
Leopard. No.
That's where I'm at today.
Great. Well, thank you so much. That has been our new, very, very new segment. Philip's Corner.
Philip's Corner.
That's Philip's Corner.
Bow. So, you want to do some improv?
Yes.
All right.
Next up, bats!
Hey, boys.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Please, you can step all the way into the basement, you know.
Okay.
My mom said that I shouldn't even be over here, that I should have stayed in my yard, and...
But I've got delicious candy and apples and pop for you.
I know, that's what you said, and that's why I came over to begin with, but now I'm starting to think that maybe we should just go back, Jared. What do you think?
My mom doesn't even let me drink pop at my house.
Stay.
I'm not going to get it anywhere else. I need this.
You're right. There's no other way to get this. All right, let's go downstairs.
Welcome.
It's darker than I thought it'd be down here.
I can't even see you. Hold my hand.
There's black light. Your shirt might glow and your shoelaces will glow.
I don't understand the symbols written on the wall.
That's okay. That's not for you to understand. You just need to stand in the center.
In the center of the star circle?
Yes, please.
Okay. What, can I have the candy and pop now?
Yeah, you
going to
go get us some pop now?
You'll have the pop when you're done with your tasks.
Why are you whispering? Is there other people sleeping?
We'll go with that. Yes, other people are sleeping. We need to be quiet.
Okay.
Now, I'm just going to start a small fire around you.
No, that's
why you'll have pop later to cool off.
Yeah. Jeremy, just think about the soda.
Here, I'm going to give you an apple. Just chomp onto it and hold it there.
This is like Halloween and stupid.
We didn't come here for apples. Let's get out of here. Candy.
Let's go back upstairs.
Darn kids ruining everything. Come back.
She said come back. What should we do now?
Well, I'm torn. I really want that soda.
I do too. And plus...
I hear it too. There's two of them. One for each of us.
Oh, man.
Let's just go sit in her silly circle star thing for a while.
If it's diet, I'm out of here.
Y'all agreed. I wouldn't drink that.
All right, let's go back downstairs. Right.
I knew you'd come back. Okay. Here's your Coke. Just sit down and drink. Ignore the flames.
Oh. Is that Tab?
Yeah, that does not taste like Coke.
It tastes like Tab.
Oh, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Almost had them. Without you, I could have never won the walk across contest.
Oh, you're welcome, Janet. I'm happy to help anytime you need that. The monkey bars have always been my sport.
You're so good at it. That's why I initially came to you.
Well, thanks, and I appreciate you trusting me to assist you in helping you get better at the monkey bars, which, by the way, you are the best student I've ever had.
Yay, I was striving to be the best. I feel so happy just to hear you say that. Oh, boy. Do you think I can conquer teeter-totters?
Well, I think so, but I am far from an expert in that. But just the way you attacked the monkey bars like a true champion, somebody who's far beyond the age of 6.
I tried to mimic you. Because you're the best that I've seen on this playground.
And you did it. Yeah, I mean, you threw your hips into every single step. So I see no reason why you can't conquer any single sport on this playground.
Yay.
So you think you can teeter-totter, huh?
That's the plan, yeah. I know I can at least come down.
Well, that's only half of it, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
The easy half.
But maybe if you got on the other side, I would go up.
Oh, you don't even have a partner?
You don't have a partner?
The fuck?
Well, I was just hoping that... No, I don't. I was hoping I could find one, though.
It's called teeter-totter, not teeter.
Gosh, you're right.
Man, you come off the monkey bars, you feel like you can do anything. You don't even have a teeter-totter partner. Teeter-totters ours. I suggest you get away.
I will leave. Fine, I'll go find something else I can do by myself. I'll go swing.
Oh, hey, Janet, I see you swinging over here all by yourself. What's going on?
Well, I needed to do something I can do by myself and that I can feel good about myself doing. I apparently need somebody for the teeter-totter, but I can swing high.
What?
I just know I can.
You don't have a friend to totter?
No.
Oh.
Would you be my friend to totter?
Oh, Janet, I haven't tottered in years, and I swore I would never do it again after my last teeter-totter partner.
You're the one I heard about.
All right, Jeffrey, let's go higher this time.
So high, so high.
All right, up,
down,
up,
down,
up,
down,
up,
down.
Jeffrey, no!
Ah!
You're the one that flung Jeffrey.
His mom didn't let him come back after that.
I'm a little scared now, but I'd still like to try.
I thought I told you to stay away from the teeter-totter.
Hey, Jackson, you back off.
Kim?
Yeah.
I thought you would never teeter-totter again.
Well, you thought wrong.
Teeter-totter off right now. Let's do this.
Let's do it. How about you and Janet? First one off the teeter-totter. You can do this, Janet.
Okay.
I'm up to the challenge.
I'm gonna try. I know I can. I think I can. I know I can.
You're messing with a pro here.
And go.
Up.
Down.
Up.
Down.
Up.
Down.
Up.
Down.
Oh, this is harder than I thought. Up.
Down.
Up.
Down.
Up.
Down.
Come on, Janet.
Up. Down.
Up. It's no fair. She's a natural.
Down.
Up.
Yes. Up. Yay. Down.
Up.
Down.
Up.
Down.
Ah. Fell off.
Yeah. Yay.
Teeter totter's yours. You earned it.
I'm the king, queen of the teeter totters, as well as the monkey bars.
Nice job, Janet. I knew you could do it.
Thank you for the encouragement.
Suck it, Jared.
Fuck you, Kim.
I've always appreciated camping with you. It's always been one of my favorite things to do, and I'm really glad that we get to do it today.
Me too, Henry. I really enjoy looking up at the starry nights with none of the light pollution from the cities, just getting out and being alone.
Yeah. That, what is that? What
just,
was that?
Just a comforting sound of the owls.
I don't find it very comforting. Now, owls, they attack at night, don't they?
Well, they attack rodents and things. They don't attack people. Well, we're safe together. Just cuddle up with me.
Don't they have giant owls up here in the Adirondacks?
Maybe. You're right.
Okay.
But if we just cuddle up, I think we're fine.
Okay. I'm not comfortable cuddling. I mean, this is only a canvas tent. They could just tear right through that with a talon, right?
Sharp talons. Owls are known for their beaks.
Okay, you're not helping. You're supposed to be trying to comfort me here.
Well, I'm sorry. You're right.
And this is exactly what we've always talked about, is that you just don't really listen to me. You don't take care of my needs. I'm clearly hurting here.
You're clearly hurting, but I'm offended that now you're going to ruin our weekend by being scared. Oh,
you're offended by my emotional reaction to fear for owls.
I will be more calm. I am. Okay, come here. No, cuddle up.
No.
Cuddle up. I'll put my arms around you.
Oh, God, no. What are you going to dig your talons in? Are you going to dig your talons in?
I don't have talons. I'm not going to do that.
Giant owl. Is that what you are now?
I am an owl lover. That is something you should know. I love owls, but I'm not a giant owl.
I see, so now you've taken sides. So now it's me and the owls, and you're just going to feed me right to them.
Well, I wasn't going to. I wanted to cuddle up you with you under the stars.
But you're going to now?
I wanted, well, maybe. You're beginning to annoy me.
Oh, my God.
I wanted a romantic weekend, and you're just freaking out. Like,
was maybe this a murder weekend?
A murder weekend?
Were you just planning on feeding me to owls from the beginning?
What little do you think of me that I would feed you to the owls?
Well, you just said it. You just as much said it.
I love owls more than I love you right now.
Oh, God. I knew it. I had this suspicion the whole time and I came and I don't know why.
Okay, the owls can come anytime now.
Oh, God.
Ooh, cool. Oh, God. Call them. Call them.
My eyes. What is it, boy?
I can smell it too. It's gross. What is that?
I don't smell anything, but then again, this sniffer's been terrible for years.
I don't know how it's I would say it's the smell of death, except I've never smelled death. It's just...
Oh, I've smelled death, lady. And I'm not sure this is death.
Okay. We should follow Pointer.
It's over here. Oh my god, it is death. It's a dead body.
There was a murder in my yard?
In your yard, it sure looks like it. Which makes you...
I'm appalled. I'm shocked. It's not me.
The prime suspect.
No. Never.
Dun-dun.
Ma'am, we'd like to ask you a few questions.
That's right. Where were you between the hours of 11 and 4?
In bed.
Were you? Can anybody corroborate this statement?
No, I'm not a slut. There was nobody with me.
Okay, we didn't say that you're a slut. You said that you're a slut. Write that down, okay, Ricky?
I said I'm not a slut, so I was alone.
Yeah.
She introduced slut to the equation. I'm just saying.
I'm going to underline slut just because it's interesting.
My sister's the slut, but whatever.
Oh. Write down sister.
Sister. What's your sister's phone number? We might need to call her.
Ricky, be careful. What's your sister's name, though?
Jessica.
Okay.
Jessica is a slut.
Yes. Thank you. That'll be on the record now. She's going to hate me.
And what was your relationship with the deceased, Jeremy Benton?
Jeremy Benton? I was going to say, I didn't know him, but he's so decomposed. But that name, I think he's my mailman.
He's your mailman, huh? That makes sense, because he was carrying a mail bag.
And wearing a mailman uniform.
That's right.
And also the mail service... Mail department said that they were missing a letter carrier.
Not to mention he had post office issued dentures.
Oh, you guys are really good at this. You're very observant. I would have never caught all that.
Yeah, we just finally put that together now that you said mailman.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not a detective.
It all came together like a Rubik's Cube.
You know, she says she's not a slut, but she's really into male men.
Now you're just being redundant, Ricky.
Male men. He is right, though. They can be sexy, carrying those bags around.
That's not going to work on me, lady.
I'm going to underline sexy.
No, you're not a male man, but you're a manly man.
That's I appreciate that.
At least
that,
a manly man.
Do you see this ring hanging around my neck? That was my grandmother's ring. It has no significance to what's happening right now, but it distracted you long enough to stop with that sexiness.
So how long?
Good job, Officer Anderson.
Thank you.
I need that body removed from my yard.
It'll get removed when it gets removed. We have to wait for the CSI photographers to get done with it first.
The smell is going to kill me.
She said kill, write down kill.
Oh, man, write down kill. Affinity for the word kill.
Yep. And don't leave town.
Don't leave town.
Dun, dun.
Sis, I can't believe it. The murder right in your own backyard.
No, it was horrible. It was horrible. And they kept calling me a slut. You're the slut.
I'm the slut.
Yeah, they didn't get it.
That's crazy.
And they're not going to remove the body, and they don't want me to leave town, but how could I live in this house with that body there?
Right. You had to come over.
So Yeah, I had to come over.
You can stay for as long as you need, sis.
Thank you. Maybe you can go back to my house and check on things.
Is the sexy policeman going to be there?
Yeah, they were manly men.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun.
So you're Jessica, huh?
People call me Jessica the Slut.
I'm going to underline that twice.
I'm not going to call you the slut. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to call you Jessica. So, Jessica, could you tell me where you were between the hours of 11 and 4?
Oh, I was in so many beds between those hours.
So many. Could you...
You're a fun girl, aren't you?
Be a little more specific. Ricky, calm down.
Trying, sir.
Well. Pardon me.
She's laughing at the memories. It must have been a great time.
It was a great night. Oh, yeah. Let me say that.
Ricky, this isn't a penthouse letter. Let's get on with this.
You're right, sir. Sorry, sir.
Well, you guys, I never thought it would happen to me. Write that down. That part's important. I was in the bar all alone. Sexy officer. Not an officer. But he was wearing a uniform. Couldn't place it.
Was it a postal worker by chance?
Could have been. I'm not good at uniforms.
A mailman.
Maybe. I do like mailmen.
Did you catch his name by chance?
Something with a G.
Jeremy?
That was it. Yeah.
That was a J.
Yeah.
Would you recognize him if I showed you a photo?
Maybe.
Was it this guy?
I don't know. Put it behind me.
Was it this guy?
Let me look up at it through squinty eyes.
Was it this guy?
That's him.
Okay. Let the record show that she would identify Jeremy Benton.
Okay. Underlined.
He took me for a spin in his odd-shaped truck.
It's called an Escalade.
He took me back to my sister's place.
All right, that's enough out of you. Let's get on to the deceased's sister.
Dun dun.
You have news from Jeremy? Do you know what happened?
We don't yet, but it's Carolyn Denton.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So we had a couple of questions for you. How exactly on a postal worker's salary could Jeremy afford that Escalade and that really nice condo of his?
Well, he always told me that just people really appreciated how good and considerate he was, and everybody on his route always gave him like extra money. They at Christmas, it started with Christmas bonuses, but then Easter, then if, you know, catalogs are going out of fashion, but some people still liked them, so he'd bring them catalogs. And that's what he said, at least. He just got money from people on his route.
Something doesn't seem kosher here. Carolyn, did Jeremy ever act funny? Did he act weird in the days leading up to his murder?
Well, he was a lot more tired than normal. He wasn't home often. He said he kind of took a second job, but he wouldn't tell me what it was. And then I got his credit card bill, and it like had so many condoms on it. I don't know what he was using those for.
I'm going to write down condom and underline it.
Do you know of anybody that would want to hurt Jeremy?
I can't. Well, if all these people were giving him money because they liked him so much, I wouldn't think work. But, you know, he did have, I don't know. I was going to say a couple scorned ex-girlfriends. But I'm not. I really don't want to falsely blame anybody of anything. I'm really kind of nervous pointing that out, but first thing that came to mind.
I'm going to write down came. Underline it.
Thank you so much, Miss Denton. All right, Ricky.
This is a doozy.
It is, but it sounds to me like Mr. Denton was sleeping with his male clients.
Oh. Oh, I just got that.
Yeah.
It finally comes together now that you say it.
Write it down.
Yeah, sleeping with.
No. Finally comes together. This is a shell game. You don't get to pick up the cups, only I do.
Can you tell us which one had the ball? We don't remember.
That's the game. That's the game is you guess.
He thinks we're stupid.
No. But you give me money to be able to guess, and if you're right, I give you double your money back. That's the way the game works. Have you guys never played this before?
We totally understand it. Just I forgot which one was my cup.
Yeah, and I didn't know which one was mine.
Yeah,
and
so could you just tell us which was what was which one?
I could
one?
Tell you where the ball was. Well, maybe not anymore. I don't know where the ball was. We've picked up
the
cups.
Well, the ball was in my cup, but now I don't remember which cup mine was. So if I
can we mark the cups next time? I'm going to put
a
J on mine for Jenny.
Okay.
And I'm going to put a J on mine for Josh. No, that'll clear it up.
And how about I put a J on mine because my name is Joseph?
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, we should all put our names on them.
How about, all right, I'm just going to, we're just going to start over, okay?
Okay, I'm just going to get my pen out and write J.
You know, maybe I'm going to film this with my phone.
Let me take the pen, and I'll write the J for all three of us. There. All right. In there. Okay.
Okay, good. Which J was mine?
Yeah. That one.
Oh, okay.
Which one's mine?
The one in the middle.
Middle.
Okay.
And you can have your pen.
Thank you.
Yep. And so now, there's the ball. Got it?
Yep. All right. Oh, you're putting it in...
Angle with the camera here.
You're putting it in your cup this time.
And here we go.
Oh, my eye. I just got something in my eye. I had to close it for a minute. Okay.
And which one is it in?
Here, give me a minute.
It's in your cup. It's the one with the J.
Let me rewind this and play it in slow-mo.
Well, can I see it real quick? I'll be able to do this right for you. Okay. Delete.
Wait. Oh, that's the wrong button. Don't do that.
I accidentally deleted it. I'm sorry.
Damn it.
I'm really sorry.
Well, now we're back to it was his cup, right?
Yeah, it was his cup. Look for the one with the J on it for, what's her name?
Joseph.
For Joseph.
We know it's in your cup, so we get double the money.
Yeah, so which one is your cup? It's in your cup.
You have to point to it. That's the thing. You're pointing to all three. You're both pointing to all three cups.
Mm-hmm.
The game doesn't work like that.
Well,
you can't point.
Here, let me just shake them cups. A little bit.
No, you can't.
None of them
rattled.
You brought the cup, so they're all your cup. So, I mean, it's definitely in your cup.
Let's try this again. You guys haven't actually even given me any money yet. So, theoretically, we shouldn't even be playing. And do you have any money?
Oh.
I don't carry cash.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, my brain hurts.
I mean, we used to. But this guy took it all. Now we don't have any. That shouldn't be as funny as that is.
No, it shouldn't. All right. Next up, Pat! And that's our show. Thank you to Amy Zajac for being our guest today. Amy will be working on some shows coming up. She's working on Suds that's currently in rehearsals. Sunflower Seeds just finished a show run and will be looking to do another. And she's looking to put together another couple of groups. So please contact her on Facebook if you're interested in any of the groups that you heard about on our show today.
Matt and I don't have a lot going on right now, but you can always check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Philip Simondet, and also get a hold of us on our Facebook page. Just search for Next at Bat. Also send us an email, nextatbatpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. And go to iTunes, subscribe, rate, and review our show. Give us 5 stars. It helps us out a lot. Also, if you don't use iTunes, check us out on our home site. It's Next at Bat.
Wait, is that next without a T?
Yes, it is, due to a spelling error. nextatbat.podomatic.com. And we'll be back next week with another new episode. So we'll see you then. Until then, praise Jaibosh. Jaibosh, 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 Next at Bat. That's good. Next at Bat!